fumbling with shit.
What is up, guys? On that note, welcome to another episode of the Nerd Offensive.
Where shit happens.
Yeah, a lot. Not always good. Most time not good, but hey, shit still happens here.
Oh yeah. Yeah, what's been up? It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's our first episode back since taking a little break for Thanksgiving.
Yep, yeah. I mean, got stuffed on all that food.
Oh yeah, tons of all the normal good shit.
Got to experience my first turducken.
Oh Jesus Christ, I've never actually had that. How did that turn out?
It turned out really well, actually. I think that was the first time I might have ever had duck, too, so it's like it was all...
And the first time you ever had it was out of turkey's ass.
Right. Yeah, there was no room for the stuffing. No. It's like, oh, no butthole bread this year, just regular stuffing.
So, like, do they literally just shove the birds within each other and then, like, take them out at? How
they
does this
They kind of have to cut them open and then try to... some people sew them back shut.
I just think all the... I would just imagine all the bones would just be causing issues.
Right. Well, I think you have to completely... because there was only turkey bones. I mean, there was no... bones for the other birds.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I don't know if it was like a traditional turducken or whatever, but it all looked good to me.
Can the word traditional really be used with a turducken?
I guess you're right.
Because I find that one very unorthodox.
Right. It's like
And definitely not kosher.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, traditional is a word that gets thrown around loosely these days now. It's my traditional making of the green chili.
How long have you been doing it? Like a year and a half?
Yeah. The tradition now, you know. I don't know. There was a lot of good food, though.
Oh, yeah, always. So, yeah. News-wise...
we got news already. Nice.
Well, I mean, there hasn't been a whole lot. I think probably the biggest thing that's really come out is
Matt Lauer's firing. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, we've had probably, what, like 6 people get fired since the last time.
Right, well, we don't cover that.
Well, hey, actually, while we're on the subject. Fucking,
oh, really? Nice.
Andrew Kreisberg, well-known for basically helping to create every single WB, CW, or... Every CW, DC, too many fucking initials going on.
Oh,
here.
He's part of the DC part? Like
yeah,
the,
he
the,
basically
the Arrowverse
wrote and... like all of the major stuff.
Oh, that's who that was. Okay. Yeah,
and he is now shit canned.
Right? Yeah, it's like one of those things. It's like people don't waste no time. It's like all of Louis C.K.'s stuff is already gone from Netflix and. All that shit. So it's just like, ooh.
You can't be jerking off in front of people. It's not cool.
Right. Can I think about you while I do this later?
I'm going to anyway. Do it. You don't do it. Just like a dick pic. You do not send those unsolicited.
And even then, it's like, I don't even know if you should.
Right. Because even then, it's still ugly.
Right.
It's not a good looking part of the body.
I put a hat on it. Like, that's the only way you have to send artful dick pics. You're like, dude, this one, he's wearing a sombrero. His name is El Caco. All
right, we need to start the Nerd Offensive line of small dick hats.
Right? They're
start
not condoms.
Start with the sombrero, work our way up to the yarmulke. Just covers the tip.
Yeah, nice.
Well, I guess they all would just cover the tip.
Circumcised. That is one of those funny things. It's like, what? You figure somebody would do that.
You can make like for the people who are circumcised, you could even make like a little like fucking, what's the word? A little scarf.
You give them 2 googly eyes and it's like, it's Kenny for the other people.
what was that Australian thing that was like a big thing for a while, like puppetry of the penis or whatever.
Oh, they were Australian? Well, that makes
I think
sense.
So.
Like, it's funner down under. It's like, oh, okay.
It's like, how can you tour just making weird things out of your dick?
Right? No kids allowed.
And how bored are you that you're figuring these things out?
Well, how bored are you that you're in the audience going, I'm watching this dude basically, like, What they're doing is they're paying people to watch them play that game from waiting.
Yeah, pretty much. It's the Batwing.
Yeah. It's they're doing all sorts of stuff. They're like, oh, this one's the, this is the elephant. It's like, oh, no. They don't need to do that. It's like.
That would be an interesting interview, I think.
Right. That's definitely kind of the difference between men and women. Women have, like, the vagina monologues, which is not a woman up there fucking making her vagina act talk like a puppet, you know? But yet the puppetry of the penis is.
Quite literally that. Exactly that. That. It's yeah. Exactly what the name implies.
Right? I don't know.
I can't believe puppetry of the penis just came up on the show.
Right? I mean, I don't even know if that's still a thing. I wouldn't be surprised if it was.
Dude, don't make me Google that. I mean, I have to Google it. Right? Now.
I mean, if the Blue Man Group is still a thing,
but
I think they're
they
owned.
they franchise out basically. Is oh. What I think they do.
Yeah, one of the guys who was recently on The Walking Dead. How far into Walking Dead did you watch? Do you remember when they introduced it?
The last thing I saw was when they thought Glenn was dead.
Under the... Oh, okay, so then you definitely would have met Aaron and Eric.
Oh, yeah, dude, it is a fucking...
Do they have residency in Vegas
yes,
now?
Yes, yes. That's okay. The word I was looking for was residency.
I was about to say, I bet that's a Vegas-only show now.
Only $29, dude.
Hey, that's a gamble I'm willing to
go for. I've never been to Vegas. And if I'm going to see a cock up close, why not do it that way?
Right. That's funny.
Welcome to Vegas. Turn your dick into shapes.
Right? Yeah, they don't say that on anything. Turn your dick into shape. Like, we make it look like that mini air or mini New
right,
York.
Right, that's
New
a
York.
Deal compared to Blue Man Group. Blue Man Group starts at 50.
Ooh, damn. But yeah, one of the guys on Walking Dead was part of Blue Man Group.
So one of the what?
One of Blue Man Group. So I think they might have more than one group.
Oh, they do. Yeah, they franchise okay. It out, basically.
Yeah, so he's one of them. I think at one of the universals.
That was kind of one of the bylines through all of Arrested Development.
Oh, okay.
With David Cross.
Okay, I get it now.
I blew myself.
Still one of the better characters. That shit was hilarious. I actually saw somebody at a convention wearing his cosplay.
Nice.
And he had the card that said, an all rapist.
That's even better. That makes it 10 times better.
Yeah, I have that card somewhere. I've got it. My favorite, though, is when Netflix brought it back, and he tried to start an acting group, and he thought what he was doing, yeah. he was calling it Method One, but it was Methadone, because he was at a methadone clinic, so all of his actors were just all junkies and... trying to get off the stuff, but yeah,
that's supposed to be coming back for another season, I think.
Man, it's
been
a long
time. Then we got
the
Psych movie coming up. I can't fucking wait for that.
Yeah, well, they've been teasing a lot.
I need to find a way to watch it since I cut the cord.
Oh right, no cable.
None. No, I'll have to see if they put it on the app or Hulu or something like that.
I wouldn't be surprised. USA has to deal with some of those people. I can see it popping up on Hulu.
Pretty soon, everything's just going to be apps. Everybody's going to have their own app. But fuck you, CBS. You're not getting my money. Not fucking doing it.
Yeah, people will figure out that subscribing to these individual apps will be about the same price as keeping the biggest package through whichever provider you have.
But yeah, screw watching Discovery. I'll just watch The Orville. It's basically Star Trek anyways.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
I still need to watch that.
You, what? You haven't watched it?
No, I'm really lacking on that.
You and Seth MacFarlane stuff are usually fucking hand in hand.
Yeah, I caught up on Family Guy, and I just haven't caught up on Orville.
The fuck?
Like I said,
it's even got an appearance from Ralph Garman, even though you can't really tell it's Ralph Garman.
I heard him say that on the on his podcast.
As soon as that part started, I was like, this is the part you talked about. I know it's him.
His
I can't believe he got shit canned.
Well, yeah, exactly. His was the only wrongful fire that I've heard about lately.
Yeah, right? That didn't involve him sexually harassing someone.
Nope.
Ow.
He's not the type. He's got wife and kids at home.
And he got all this sexual harassment done during his swinger days.
That's one of my favorite listens, is just hearing Kevin freak out about that. He's like, what? You did what? You saw what?
And yet he made a big deal out of it, not on an more recent episode. It's like, dude, he talked about this like 100 episodes ago.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Then again, Kevin's probably just smoked so much pot between those 100 episodes that it all just went out in one ear, or in one and out the other. But at least he'll be touring Babelmore, so hopefully we'll get another chance to see him, since we fucking missed him the other day.
I thought they were the 9th.
Oh, is it the 9th?
Yeah, the
9th. Oh, so it's this coming Friday.
Yeah, we're still going to miss it, but still.
Yeah. Mother shit, fuck.
Right? Yeah, Kevin's going to be here for a while, though. I think they're even
probably comes in December.
Yeah, I think they're doing a couple Jane Bobs. And
so we'll probably have to wait till December again. Hopefully not.
Right. Yeah, it's just like WWE always being here in October. Used to be February, but no, they changed it. October is not good for me.
So, let's see here. Well, we got off on such a tangent that... So we are going to go and start off with the Infinity Wars trailer.
Yeah.
Do not know how we got off track, but...
I do, but that's...
whatever. What did you think?
I really liked it. Yeah, I'm definitely excited. I like that suit that Spider-Man was rocking, so I think that's the Iron Spider.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming. That's what... It looks close, too, so...
And it looked like he might have had a different suit later on. I couldn't tell if that was him or just maybe another Iron Man suit, but it looked like he had a spot in the back of one of the suits for where those robotic spider legs can come out of.
Nice. That'd be pretty badass.
Right? I mean, his suits have done so many different things.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that trailer looked fucking badass, just that... scene where they're all running through the jungle with Captain America up front, or Nomad, I should say.
Yeah. No Spider-Man in that scene.
Yeah, but and then looks like somebody uses the time stone at some point, because you see everything frozen in the background, just Tony's moving. And did you notice he had the arc reactor back in his chest?
Yeah, so I wonder what that might have. It could have also been a flashback to Age.
Well, no, because behind him was Doctor Strange and his little dude, and they were doing one of their spell things.
Hmm. Right, yeah, there could be so many things.
Or maybe he gets another vision from Scarlet Witch.
That's right, that's where the first one was. I don't know.
And then they're theorizing that Vision and Scarlet Witch are going to have their twins.
That'd be interesting, because, I mean, clearly you see in the one trailer... Or I guess there is only the one trailer, but he touches what looks to be Loki's old staff or something similar
Someone
to it.
Someone touches it, yeah, to the gem.
Yeah, that's totally him getting the stone, because we already know he gets two of the stones just in the trailer alone.
So, but now if he does end up getting killed or whatever when the gem gets taken out, does he just upload into the internet and then they make him a new body and he just re-downloads? What happens?
Right. I don't know. Because, yeah, maybe that was a Scarlet Witch vision. Because, again, it was just Paul Bettany with the glowing forehead.
But one of the things I was looking at, it showed that the room that they're in very closely matches in the comics the room where she gives birth.
Oh, okay.
And there was a casting call for a set of twins.
I see, yeah,
so they could very well be setting up for new Avengers in Phase 4.
Right.
And then they confirmed very recently that Captain Marvel will be in Avengers 4.
That wouldn't be Infinity Wars Part 2, though, right?
Basically, yeah.
It would?
Well, I mean, there's no way he's going to get every single gem in one movie.
I guess, yeah, that's why you leave it off. But it's going to be so disparaging.
How they end it off, is with him getting them all.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if the final scene that you see before, like, something in the end credits is that fucking running jungle scene.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because that's everybody assembled together.
Except for Spider-Man.
Yeah, well, for all we know, he's just off-screen 2 feet. And we just can't see it.
Thanos did kill some mofos.
They're not going to kill Spider-Man, though,
because
he's part of the next phase.
Right? He's like, we just brought him back.
No, if they're killing off anyone, it's going to be Captain America. It's going to be Iron Man.
You know what would be funny? As if,
maybe Hulk somehow.
Oh, yeah. You know what
would be funny? It's going to be some of the older characters.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Probably fucking Hawkeye finally because nobody cares.
No, oh, I care.
He's never like going to get his own movie.
No, but he's married to Daphne, dude. Nope, Velma. Velma. Sorry, Velma.
Point being, I was going to say she's not married to Sarah Michelle Gellar.
No, but yeah, she's hot too, though. But yeah.
Anyway. I always just think of her from Grandma's Boy.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I was just thinking it would be interesting if Chris Evans' beard was CGI'd on, like how Henry Cavill's beard was.
Dude, every CGI'd picture out. I have seen of that movie makes me think I need to just wait until the small screen so it's not as noticeable.
I bet especially in 3D.
Oh, right, right, just up there in your face, that big goofy fucking lip. I want to see Justice League, but I don't think I'm going to see it in theaters.
You know, it'd be funny to if somebody took like a meme of that and then like, it's like, do you remember the Thumb Wars?
Mm-hmm.
Like how they put little faces on the thumbs? It's like it's a mouth like that, and or an annoying orange style.
It would fit just right in.
Right? I am Superman. I don't know. But yeah, no, I'm definitely excited for Infinity. I think everybody is. I've seen some reaction videos where people just lose their shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then we didn't even talk about the end when we see one-eyed Thor meeting up with the Guardians. Finally.
Yeah, I wouldn't even be surprised if that wasn't at
the end. And I haven't seen Thor yet, so kind of, I guess, spoiler, Thor loses. God damn, I cannot fucking talk. Thor loses an eye.
There we go. Yes, spoiler alert.
So, and then it looked like at one point he may have been reforging a new hammer in the heart of a sun, or heart of a dying star.
That'd be cool.
It definitely looked like he was doing something in a very hot and bright area.
Well, and his hammer is definitely, I mean, his hammer's broken a couple times in the comics, so, yeah, he's made new ones, or has been granted new ones, or something along those lines. I mean, if he's worthy enough to be Thor, he needs to have, or you know, the name of that hammer. Insert it right there.
Yeah.
Ormir,
Mjolnir. Yeah, that's close enough. I'm not even going to try.
It's a field mouse. I don't know. Fucking mildew. It's a fucking... people in the comics are just like, what? What does that say? Everything has been taken out. It's just like everybody who's just like, his name is Ra's al Ghul. Raish, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. So, let's see. All right, moving on. Let's see. Where do
That's
I
a good idea.
Want to go?
To the world of pure imagination. Oh, hey, you know what I found out the other day? Is that the Happy Birthday song is now public domain.
Yes, I realized that, too. That's something I was going to bring up and completely forgot about. So we can now sing it. Yay.
See, so we wouldn't have gotten in trouble because when I was almost singing it to you.
I was looking up after I found out about that, how things become public domain. It's
time, right?
For the most part, yeah, it's like 75 years after their death or something like that. And
we can have some fun with some old public domain. Probably like some Glenn Miller or something like that.
One day this will all be public domain.
Right.
If it isn't already.
I don't see why not. Just don't go editing and stuff.
Make me sound racist or anything.
Right. Changes everything to all you end up getting is white power. It's like, oh, fuck. What the hell happened?
God damn it, you just gave them the soundbite they need without having to search it out.
But it wasn't an accent, so there's no way they can tell it was actually us. They'd have to, like, slow it down. Slow it way down.
Okay, Jesus Christ.
I bet that was backward talks. You're like, Yramiri. You know, if you actually play that backwards, it'll say, Eerie Balls. And if you play that backwards, it'll go, Yramiri. No.
All right, let's see. Next, or only other movie thing I got. Let's get that out of the way. David S. Goyer.
I know that name. I know that name. I know that name. That's a.
You should know that name.
He writes a lot of comic book stuff,
a lot of Warner Brothers stuff specifically.
But I think he actually started with Blade, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, and he also wrote
Wesley Snipes Hates Him.
Superman Returns.
Boo this man.
It was also Batman v Superman.
Oh, yeah. He writes all that stuff now that Zack Snyder directs.
And also all three of Christopher Nolan's Batmans.
That's right. He fucked up Batman.
Yes. I bet it was his now idea. He is taking his chance to fuck up something that, you know, isn't hard to fuck up because its concept in its own fucks itself up.
Did Michael Bay buy something?
No, I don't think Michael Bay has anything to do with this, but he...
Well, he likes to fuck shit up too, so...
He is going to be directing the He-Man movie.
Lame. Sorry, I'm not a He-Man fan for all those He-Man fans out there.
And apparently Mick G was originally attached to direct it, but has smartly backed out.
Yeah, unlike some of his other projects. I mean, I'm not really a big fan of his either. But
I liked his music videos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he did. I think he even worked with The Offspring a little bit.
Oh, he worked with everyone back in the day on music videos.
Probably even got to
work. He should have stayed there.
Yeah. I think he's done like a couple good movies, but other than that, I don't know. I haven't paid enough attention to actually know what movies he's done. I just know the name. He's like, even Brett Ratner, I know what movies he's done. Well, Rush Hour and X-Men, and that's about it. I think he's did something recently, but none of my business.
But yeah, so that's happening, unfortunately, whether you want it or not.
Right. There's a lot of stuff like that. There's so many.
I mean, I guess it's going to be hard to get worse in the first try, so I guess go for it.
I say even bring back Dolph, man. Bring back Dolph Jesus, Lundgren.
No.
Just make him wear some clothes.
No.
That's the thing I don't like about He-Man, man. Put some clothes on.
Right, and that fucking... lame ass haircut.
That's a page boy haircut. Page boy haircut and a halter top and leopard underwear.
He pulls it off is because of the tech.
Mm-hmm.
And the concept art they've released for him at least looks pretty cool.
What, the tiger?
Mm-hmm.
Better.
Well, it would have to be. It's got to make up for the lameness of the outfit and the person riding it.
Right.
And you got to get Orko right.
Oh, you think they would do him?
You got to. You can't do fucking He-Man without Orko.
Was he in the other one? I don't remember. I haven't seen that one in a long time.
Good question. But, I mean, with effects and everything now, they got to do him like they did in the cartoon, looking like a fucking mage from Final Fantasy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, when I see He-Man or Masters of the Universe clips, it's usually on like retrospective shows or things along that nature where somebody's just making fun of it. It'd be like, on this, the list of worst superhero movies, it just changes all the time. Sometimes there's outside interference. Things just happen, you know? We get a little distracted from things outside. That just happened here because scary loud. Children voices, man. That's been right. Creepy. Tell me again about... what happened earlier with the thought of a child that wasn't there?
Jesus, yeah. So fucking, I go to take something back to Sabriah's room, and I think she's in there because I see the back part of a T-shirt, like a kid's bent over, like playing or whatever, and it looks like there's a figure there, full shadow, everything. I set it down. I back up and. Then I hear the TV in my bedroom going, so I look in there, and Sabriah's in there watching Stranger Things. I go back into her room. There's nothing there.
But what you thought was like a T-shirt and stuff, and there's no dolls, there's nothing.
It was just toys, but no shirt, nothing. It was very clearly a shirt.
Weird. I like it. I like it. That is some Stranger Things right there. So, I don't know. I hope they... I don't know what the heck she just said.
She's weird, but...
But yeah, that's always a thought. Yeah, you came out, you had goosebumps and everything. You were just
yeah, fuck that.
Paranormal, man. Sometimes we're still into that shit.
We keep trying to get out, and it keeps pulling us back in.
Right, right. We got one. But yeah, that's... That doesn't happen all the time. I mean, have you ever experienced anything else like that around here?
Not really, no.
Doesn't say, yeah.
Other than you know, doors occasionally open, but that's just because the suction in this place is so fucking weird.
Oh, yeah, that'll happen in most apartments. They're all set up that way because, again, there's always that one end of the house that doesn't have any windows. Mm-hmm. And so the pressure...
Yep, just fucking pulls or sucks things open.
Right? Meteorologists, it's one of the few things meteorologists can accurately explain. They can't tell you exactly what's going to happen in the weather, but they can tell you why your door is getting blown shut by the wind. That's one of those good things. So, I don't know. This place is, I don't know how old they are, but they have been here. At least
the 70s.
It's old enough to have. I guess it doesn't really matter. The land itself is what contains the energy. Any place should
be able to have ghosts, yeah. Regardless of time.
Right? That's what I was thinking.
Even though you never see new school ghosts. Yeah.
Right? It was kind of like when you saw that photo in the old kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just like that house now. It's like, yeah, it's all boarded up and covered in graffiti. But it's still there. Yeah, it's still there. Empty field and everything.
Yeah, there's probably a few squatters living in there.
Maybe. Yeah, that'd be one of those like things. You could just go urban Indiana Jones. See what's up there. See if any of those toys are still up in that attic.
Any more giant black dildos?
Oh, strange. We have strange parents.
So, let's see here. From... Big black dildos to Animal Crossing Mobile.
That's not much of a leap.
No. So
I bet there's a porn genre for that.
So I gave the game a try. It just came out.
And oh, so it's just full on Animal Crossing on mobile?
Basically, and it reminded me how much I didn't like Animal Crossing the first time.
That was a Wii game, right?
Yeah, or no, it was a GameCube.
GameCube. Okay.
It was more or less basically the original setup for most mobile games now of do shit, go do shit here, wait for this to happen, then get this and take it.
Like most GameCube games.
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, so I didn't care for it much. I already deleted it off my phone.
Right, yeah, it's just like it's like as the Plants vs. Zombies. It's like you can keep making all the different games you want, but it's not going to be a different from the console to your mobile. It's going to be the same game.
Mm-hmm.
It's just now you got to use your fingers more. Giggity. And touch your screen.
Oh, yeah, touch it.
Touch it right. Tap, tap, tap. I got to wait for this to generate.
Let's see here. Oh, fuck off, Sean.
Oh, that's rude.
I'm just kidding. Let's see. Oh, damn it. I picked out which thing I was going to go with next, and I forgot what.
Well, there can't be that many to choose from.
I don't know. I'm just trying to keep things in order, but I'm not doing a good job, so...
The order's nice.
Let's go to Netflix's most recent pickup.
Terrence and Phillip. No, I'm trying...
That I would saw be that, fucking awesome.
It was an episode of South Park where they picked up Terrence and Phillip, and now for some reason the kids don't age, but Terrence and Phillip are now old as shit.
What the fuck? That's weird.
It was like one of the last newer episodes. A spoiler alert. It's going to be a multi-part episode, I think, because Kyle starts a group called Mac, which is... Because Kyle doesn't like the new Terrence Phillip, so it's called Millennials Against Canada. Does that kind of sound familiar?
Yep.
They're using the whole thing. They even bring back a couple of those characters. And the funny thing is, the whole time, they're saying that Cartman's or Kyle's acting like his mom. They're like, oh, when did Miss Broflowski get here?
So could they be setting up a sequel to the Bigger and Longer?
I don't know. They ended the big episode in a big way. So I think it's on Hulu.
Probably.
I recommend checking out, especially if you haven't been watching this season of South Park.
Yeah, I haven't watched South Park in a long time. I've just played the shit out of the games.
See, that's where we go. I haven't watched Orville, and you haven't watched South Park.
You need to watch Orville, though, or I'll stab you in the throat.
South Park is only 30 minutes long. And
isn't Orville?
I'll make you eat your parents.
How long is Orville? Is
it 45? That's like an hour. Yeah, it's an hour show. Well, it's supposed to be an hour, but yeah, 45
either with commercials. Either way, should still watch it.
Well, I know.
It's worth the invested time, I say.
I think it's probably still on demand, so.
Well, maybe there are 10 episodes in, so I've been watching it on Hulu.
Yeah.
But yeah, Netflix has picked up Sabrina the Teenage Witch instead of it going to the CW.
Oh, that's the thing. Okay. I was wondering about that. I was like, what happened with
that? Yeah, so that's interesting because it's still being done by all the same people. It's being done by all the people that do Riverdale.
Now they can say fuck.
So it'll be interesting to see if they ever let it cross over, how that might work with it being Netflix. So, yeah, kind of interesting.
Oh, they did want to cross it over with Riverdale?
The original intention was they were going to introduce her on Riverdale and then use that as a spinoff into her own series, kind of like they did with Flash on Arrow.
Right. Yeah, I think I remember asking something about, is Caroline Ray going to be back?
I'd be all for it.
Right.
I had a weird crush on her back in the day. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
It was like everybody thought the other aunt was hotter, but I'm just like, nope. I don't remember her name.
Right. Let's see here. Well, while we're on the subject of CW and that kind of shit.
Well, real quick, was that article that you read about Sabrina, was that bunk? About them trying to make it horror?
No, it's... They're going to go more... Because I guess the newer comic series is more horror style. So like
more, Buffy.
Yeah, that's exactly one of the things they did, was basically imagine Buffy, but as a witch.
People are very loose with their term horror, so...
Yeah, I was thinking more like Supernatural style, kind of.
They can even go like The Craft or... Hell, even Witches of Eastwick, people got messed up in that, so...
But, yeah, while we're on the whole CW thing, that whole... Arrowverse crossover thing just happened. It was all right. It was kind of lackluster.
The Nazi world, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they killed off one of the larger characters. And I gotta say, his like death scene, it was supposed to be emotional. People were quote-unquote crying, but it was some of the worst fake crying that I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, they didn't even like spray their faces to give them any sort of tears, so it's just people squeezing their faces oddly. No tears, nothing. It's just weird squinting and squishing of the face.
Even the guy from that meme of the intervention video did it, like,
yeah, it's like, you know, it's like I'm sitting here like I should be, you know, a little emotionally invested. This is a character I liked and everything that's now gone, but...
You weren't high enough. High enough to cry.
No, what? But no, I just fucking... The acting was so bad I couldn't get past it. I'm just like, oh, all right, so I guess this is happening.
I'll have to ask later which character it was, because, I mean, again, it's the crossover between, like, it was all of them. It was Arrow, Flash, and the Tomorrow.
Legends of Tomorrow and Supergirl.
And Supergirl, see? So many motherfuckers.
I bet it was one at one point there was at least 10 superheroes in suit on screen.
Yeah, they had to be the Legends of Tomorrow people that died, right?
Well, yeah, and they have the most that they can pick from.
They're like, get rid of Captain Cold again. We don't want him.
No, he won't be leaving for another few episodes, but Wentworth Miller has said that he's finished playing the character, so...
Oh, so they're going to just put the mask on him full time.
That or kill him off? Yeah, I don't know. He is wearing... Now, since the crossover, he's... Because that's who he is now, is the him from Earth-X. And he's actually wearing the more like the...
The glasses.
Yeah, the cartoon. The hood. Yeah, and yeah, the design on the coat and all that stuff.
Nice. I mean, nothing against Prison Break, but it was all good.
Let's see. So
I'll have to ask later who it was that died.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'll definitely tell you. Just don't want to spoil it for anyone.
One of the few things we won't spoil for you. I'll spoil a lot of shit, trust me. Just give me a chance. Lucky I don't know already.
Let's see. Talking about spoiling stuff for people. Epic Games.
Bruce Willis was dead the whole time. I think I've used that one already.
Probably. But Epic Games, the creators of Fortnite, are suing a 14-year-old boy.
Uh-oh. Did he destroy cheating. Battle Royale?
No, but he was cheating in it using a, I guess, some kind of cheating app or website. And so they're suing him.
What type of cheating was he doing? Like invincibility? Or
all the articles I read didn't get into those specifics. They just said he was cheating using like third-party software or something like that.
Okay.
And so his mom's coming back saying, well, then why aren't you going after the people making the software rather than going after her son?
Agreed. Agreed.
But yeah, I mean, Grant, he's, you know, he cheated and went against the rules and everything, but still he fucking, you know, he's 14.
Exactly. They're just like, that's right. We want all your lunch money. Yeah.
Fucking Ric Flair.
We want all your lunch money. Fix that problem right now. But it's weird because what is a 14-year-old going to have? Are the parents going to have to pay for this?
You're right, basically.
And what do the parents have? It's a 14-year-old boy who's playing his game. They probably spent all their money on the damn game.
Right, and he's playing a free-to-play version of it.
Right? Unless his dad's like a football player or something. And then they have some money to spare.
But yeah, I mean, I'm all for going after cheaters and banning them and stuff, but suing a 14-year-old, come the fuck on.
Hey, it's a battle royal out there.
Yeah, right? Yeah, let's fuck up a kid's life for a little cheating in a fucking video game rather than, you know, just kicking him off or something of that effect.
Right. And if that's the case, I think I should be able to sue this little 8-year-old who was able to get the last donut that I wanted.
Right? He spoiled your day.
Right? That eclair was mine. It was pain and suffering. Moments that I will never get back. Time that I will never get back. Anguish. Disgust. I want that boy to pay.
So, would you ever get an Alexa?
I've thought about it. Be like, Alexa, add Nutter Butters to my shopping list because I need some of those. I need some Twinkies.
I just haven't found a reason to do it. And even this new reason here that I was given to try and get one, still,
Alexa,
still not going to do it.
Turn the lights down.
Now Alexa has been given functionality with Destiny 2. And you can even, if you have
your Cortana now.
Right. So, if you have an Alexa, you can get a little, Bluetooth enabled ghost. You know, the little thing that flies around with you. And you can, you know, change your loadouts and shit like that in the game while doing whatever.
Right. Alexa, play I Want It That Way by Backstreet Boys. What? It's a ghost. He's making the ghost, Ryan, do Alexa stuff now.
But yeah, I still, that still won't get me to do it. It's still creepy.
Right.
I don't like it.
I mean, because you'd only be getting it for a video game.
I don't trust it, okay?
Well, and especially you gotta be careful.
Government get your shit.
Yeah, because other times it's like, Alexa, order an Xbox One X and 400 copies of Grand Theft Auto V.
They don't need to sell any more fucking copies of that game. We already went over that. They sold enough to fill several fucking countries over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, there was a video where this kid did that with his parents, Alexa. And then another thing is this kid was trying to look up a song and he didn't know the title, but he knew a couple of the lyrics, and all of a sudden it started associating those lyrics with porn stuff. And it's just like playing this, and
the parents are like, no.
She's just moaning and stuff, and they're like, Alexa, no. I don't know if that's a command. I think you gotta be like, Alexa, stop. I might just turn somebody's podcast off. Alexa, stop.
Siri, subscribe to this podcast.
Ooh, that's a good one. Alexa, subscribe to this podcast.
Alexa, order Big Black Booty. Part 4. Because I'm sure there's at least 4.
Jeez, yeah. Oh my god. Because there's so many Big Black Booties out there. There's definitely more than four.
All it's right. Like Sir Mix-a-Lot, from Big Black Booties to, well, shit. Oh, Xbox.
To my Anaconda Don't Want None? Unless you got buns on.
So currently you can get the Xbox Game Pass for $1.
Since when?
I don't know, but I did it. And
how much am I paying now? It's like $10 a month?
No, the Xbox Game Pass.
Oh, the one where you can just get the games.
Yeah, they have 100 different games that you can download and play.
I still don't care about the games they offer.
Neither do I for the most part, but right now, if you play any one of those games, at least one of them every day for 25 days during December, you'll be entered to win a 24-karat gold-plated Scorpio Edition Xbox One X.
Well, we're already 2 days behind, 3 days behind.
I'm not.
Oh, good for you.
I'm only like 1 day behind, but I have played a couple games.
Does that have to be different games or can it be the same game?
I think it just has to be any of the Xbox Game Pass games.
And what's on there is catching your attention right now, because last time I looked, it was I haven't even participated in that in a while. So.
There's Mega Man's, Metro.
Oh, Metro. Then that would probably be worth it. Going back to original Xbox, right? That's what they do. They go back to consoles.
Some of them, yeah. And then a lot of them are a lot of the games that they've given out for free for the.
They have any of the BioShocks on there?
All three of them.
Nice. That might be something I can get behind. A Resident Evil?
Actually, yeah. They have several Resident Evils on there. So, I mean, there is decent stuff. I mean, just stuff that I haven't already
played. I remember when they gave it out for free, they didn't have the. I think they might have had Resident Evil. One of the Resident Evils.
Yeah, I think there's several. We'll look at them later. I'll show you. And,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, fuck, for spending $1, if I can win and gold plated Xbox One X, fuck yes.
Yeah, because I'm thinking about the next money I spend on my Xbox will be definitely to get the fractured but whole.
Yes, that was a fun one. I liked it a lot.
And I wonder if I get it through Live, if it still comes with Stick of Truth.
I don't know. You'll have to look and see if they do have a bundle for it.
It should have just been automatic, man.
But I liked it a lot. I'm not sure what the next game I'm going to get to play is, but we'll see. Yeah. There's a lot coming out that I want to get, but I have to be picky, unfortunately.
I hear that. I hear that.
So they got the Destiny expansion coming out.
That's already. That's why I'm glad I didn't get involved in that, I guess.
Fucking, what's that neighbor game?
Hello Neighbor?
Yeah, Hello Neighbor comes out. Or is it?
You really going to play that?
Yeah. I like weird, quirky games like that.
That game learns how to kill you, man.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's fucking crazy.
Learn the mind of a serial killer.
But yeah, it got delayed from August to, I think, the 9th of this month, so.
I think some people are still playing the demo bucks. Or something, but.
Oh, yeah, there is alpha. I actually just earlier tonight downloaded to the computer, hopefully. I haven't looked
pre-alphas. Yeah, I've only seen a couple of the people on YouTube play it. I want to see it played in real life. see how an amateur does it.
Horribly.
Well, everybody like does horrible games. That's what I'm gonna let you know. If you watch any video you watch of it, nobody lasts that long.
Before it glitches out or before he kills you.
Oh yeah, there's usually that editing too, because sometimes people come back. All right, well, this is the third time I've had to install the game.
God damn it.
Right? Just start playing that remake they made of Sail after Diablo 3 came out and call it fail.
Right.
And they're like, maybe I should reinstall.
So
blame it on the firewall, baby.
I don't know if you still have it or not, but earlier in the week you had mentioned having a little rant that you wanted to go off about.
Oh, well, it was just stupid because it was poor use of an event. WWE did Starrcade last Saturday, and they promoted it pretty well, but What they didn't promote it as was it was only going to be a house show. It was really? Just a house show, yeah.
How lame.
Exactly. And they get some of the greats, like Ric Flair is going to be there. Arn Anderson was there. So if you look on social media, they did cover the event well, but you can't watch the fucking thing. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to watch Starrcade.
Well, yeah, if you're going to call it Starrcade, you got to actually make it a pay-per-view or something like that.
Yeah, what they should have done was taken the pay-per-view that's coming up, Clash of Champions, which was originally also a WCW, but it was a television pay-per-view type event that they would do. Clash of Champions was a...
Or even just making an event just for...
Yeah, and call this one Starrcade.
Subscribers.
Yeah. Well, and that's where they do their best numbers, too.
You shut up.
Yeah, rude much.
Goddamn.
But they what they should have done was put it on the network, cuz on the network they do great numbers during live events. And yeah, this was just a poor waste of advertising and everything. Cuz now it makes me wonder if what the heck was it? I think they were going to try to bring back one more, or no, maybe Starrcade was it. I don't know. It was just it just pissed me off because it was terrible. Terrible waste of time because everybody was getting excited about it. I wanted to see this cage match they're going to have between Charlotte and Natalya, and no.
And no?
No.
Where no?
No. Just no.
I didn't know we had a match.
No. And no. No was, it was the missing no from Pokemon. He granted rare candies for everybody.
I don't even know where to go with that one.
There's nowhere to go with it because it's just as baffling as not advertising fucking Starrcade the way they showed up and putting it on the network. So I don't know. It's a loss on their side, but
right.
I wish I could have seen it. Also on the WWE side of things, we're finally starting to get glimpses of the broken Matt Hardy.
Matt Hardy.
Yeah, so that means they won their case.
Nice.
So they're getting finally, he will be broken once again.
All right, so let's see. We're almost 50 minutes in. I think we can get into our bowesses.
Bowess.
Bow.
It doesn't matter how many times I say it, that name throws me off, and every time I hear it, I'm like, wait, what?
A what? A bowess.
It was like, no, it's Bowser. Not Bowis, it's Bowser.
And for anybody that doesn't know at this point, that is our based on what I've seen reviews.
Yes. Yes, so, I finally went into some stuff differently, because this one is a mobile game. I'll go first. I'll let you know that. And it's what it is. It's almost like a sequel or maybe just a reimagining, because... either way, this will be part of a Friday the 13th deal. Because it's going to be called Friday the 13th Killer Puzzle. It's from the same people that brought us Slayaway Camp. And it'll be available for Android in early 2008. It's like they do fun stuff.
2008, huh?
18.
I was going to say, holy crap. So it's already available?
No, 2018, sorry. But what it is
a match three, but you get to kill people?
Right. No, it's like it's a weird situation, a puzzle with movements and availabilities, because you'll have to find a way to get Jason to said counselors on a grid.
Hmm.
So yeah, it's almost like a drag 'em. I saw the trailers.
You only get so many moves to get him across the whole thing or whatever.
That's what I'm guessing, but the people that were showing the trailers had no problem getting there whatsoever, but it might have just been because it was the first few levels.
Right, so it's really easy.
Yeah, because they've let some people, some of the YouTubers already play the beta and everything, but it's just not available for purchase just yet. I don't even know if you'll have to purchase. It might even be
it'll
free.
It'll probably be free.
Slayaway Camp was free.
Just have microtransactions like everything else. Speaking of which, did you see Belgium has ruled loot crates in games as gambling?
Oh, because you have to pay for some of them.
So they cannot be, I guess, in games there anymore.
Weird.
And a lot of places are starting to look into this.
That makes sense. So that's how they get their money. And
so it could be the end of a trend. I can only hope because I hate it.
Yeah, they should give us those damn crates for free.
Or just based solely off of
points you have
in-game. Yeah, in-game achievements and stuff like that.
Because some people can just pay their way to the top. They're paying to win.
Pay to win.
It's ridiculous.
But, I mean, if you think about it, it kind of, in a way, is constituting gambling. You don't know what you're going to get for that money. It's all random. You're taking
a chance
to possibly just get a bunch of crap or stuff you already have.
All of our fucking mobile games. Mm-hmm. It's just like even the South Park game. You look at the big card thing. They're like, hey, for $4.99, we guarantee there will be two rares.
But you don't know what the fuck they're going to be or if you already have them.
Well, and you want duplicates. That's the thing, too. Yeah. But still, some of the rares, not that great. Not that good. They're like, ooh, just because it's a rare doesn't mean it's a good fucking card or in Friday the 13th, a good ability. Mm-hmm. You know, just because it's rare, it's probably just like, yeah, because you're going to use that a lot. It's like, find the one
it's
guy.
It's rare because it sucks.
Yeah, this helps you breathe underwater. When the fuck am I underwater? I'm never under fucking water. What is this? I don't know. And especially if they don't let you level up characters right away and you have to keep spending money on those, hoping to get the one cards. Because there should just be a way to keep buying that card.
Have there been any updates for Friday the 13th lately? I haven't been keeping up with that game at all.
I saw this video where they said something was coming before Christmas because I think we're about to get our wheelchair counselor.
How the fuck is that going to work?
I don't know, but somebody found an achievement that requires somebody in a wheelchair surviving. So
what?
Yeah.
What?
It's probably just so they can somehow attempt to reenact that kill from part two.
But
how is he going to get in the car? They got to take time to put his wheelchair in the back of the trunk. And then when Jason gets out of the car, you got to get his wheelchair out of the trunk. Give me time, Jason. I'm going to run.
Well, in any building that the door's locked, you're fucked.
Fling my
I guess maybe you'll be faster than everybody else as long as you're on a path.
I can only imagine they're just doing this for unique kills because otherwise it would just be like, what's the point? It's like the bottom half of him is floppy like a fish.
I seriously gotta look into this now, but
no, it's seriously one of the counselors that's coming.
Wow.
We're getting wheelchair guy. I can't remember his name, I'm sorry. I bet Eric is out there fucking. It's like his name is John or Jason. Joey. Legs. No legs.
Wheels.
$6 million man. I don't know.
Mark.
His name was Mark?
Mark.
It's Mark. That's right. That one girl was all
I just like handicap counseling Friday the 13th, and that's what came up was Mark.
They're like, no, it's the boy who drowned and started killing everybody. No, 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 that's Jason. Handicap counselor. See, and that dude was getting his game on. I don't know if it pertains to anything, but I think in the documentary they mentioned he was actually gay in real life.
Random.
Yeah, but he was super athletic and definitely wasn't handicapped.
And nothing's coming up for it being in the game. Oh, wait, hold on.
I think I saw, like,
something in the forum here.
Because they already released Foxy, right? You know, I haven't downloaded anything since. I haven't played that game in a while. I got caught up in WWE 2K18, so. I'm the champion, baby. I'm the champion. Living out my dreams one suplex at a time.
Yeah, I'm not finding anything, but anyways.
We are, Garrett. Wow, that was weird. We are guaranteed one more counselor, so I'm almost kind of hoping it's Shelly from part three. There was rumors that they saw him on set of the mocap places, so.
Interesting.
It'd be cool. Bring back some more other characters like that, because again, Foxy. They couldn't actually mocap the original lady because she passed away like a year or so ago.
I bet you if they would have asked, they could have gotten Corey Feldman.
Well, Corey Feldman still wants to do another movie, so. Yeah, he's like, this shit with Tommy's not done.
All right, so I guess we'll go ahead and get into my Bowis now. And that is, mine is something we've talked about on the show before, but yeah, before it came out. And
I didn't know it's been out for as long as it has.
Yeah, now it's been out for a couple months, and we've gotten to watch some reviews and people playing with it and stuff, and I still want it, and that is the recoil laser tag.
That's the sound of the laser.
And so, I'm pretty sure it was an earlier episode that we talked about it, so for anyone that's jumped on more recently, basically what it is they, depending on what set you buy, you can get either a rifle or a pistol.
It looked like there was two different types of pistols, too. The one guy had the other pistol sitting on that table.
Oh, I didn't notice that they looked different, but basically, doesn't matter which one you have, they both basically function the same. It's more just a matter of aesthetics.
Well, yeah, and I have a feeling, like he said, though, the one guy was saying in one of the videos that the pistol, depending on which phone you have, depending on your smartphone, it definitely weighs it off. So the rifle, you got more.
Well, and that's getting into kind of what the next thing I was going to do. So it's, you have the guns and you basically strap your smartphone to the side of it with a built-on cradle, and you have a Wi-Fi dock that you don't have to connect it to anything else. It does it all on its own.
Bluetooth, baby.
Well, no, the Bluetooth is between the phone and the gun.
Oh.
And then the little modem does its own Wi-Fi, and you can go up to, I think it's like 250-foot radius or something like that. Yeah, they thought it was like 500. That.
Those one guys were having connection issues, so, because they were playing way too far apart.
And it basically gives you a Call of Duty arena, so you can play real life Call of Duty. You get care packages, different types of ammo. When they had like radiation.
The only problem is it doesn't recognize. That they could
call in.
Yeah, but it doesn't recognize land structures or things around you. So it's like, well, what happens if it like drops a care package, like you're playing in your backyard and it's like inside the house?
Oh, right.
You got to go inside the house, or maybe if you just want to get adventurous, climb on the roof.
It'd be kind of cool if like you could set up maps to where you could like build that stuff in, and it just kind of renders a map around that.
It knows where your deck is. It knows where the trees are.
Mm-hmm.
Or where to hide anyway.
But from all the things that we saw, it for the most part just had minor software issues, a few glitches, but.
And cheaters with shields.
Yeah, kids running around with shields.
Trash can lids, if you will.
But I think it looked pretty awesome. And you can get, I saw a 4-player starter pack for $200, and that gets you 4 pistols and the modem, and you're ready to go.
Yeah, because that modem is very important.
Yes, you cannot play without it.
There's a couple of the things we were seeing. I don't know if it had the modem. I think it, but maybe that was why the box was so big. So I was like, just a pistol? Maybe a modem's in there too.
Well, no, you can also buy just like the pistol, or just the, you can also get a grenade.
Really?
Yep, you can get a
grenade. I thought the airstrikes and stuff like that you could drop were just...
No, you can actually get physical frag grenades to throw.
Chuck that shit like a baseball.
But you can get all the standalone stuff to add to the starter pack once you get it.
What's the radius on the grenade, and can it be reused, or can they throw it back?
Oh, that, I'm sure you could probably, like, in-game maybe set what the timers are for it and stuff, because it looked like you could set a bunch of different variables.
Some motherfucker decides to be able to do that one-hand catch and toss it right back. No!
I could definitely see that happening in games with Ryan sometime.
Right? No more. You can't do that anymore. You got to let the grenade hit you. No throwing it back. No givesy backsies. I don't know if anyone's ever done that, throwing a grenade. No givesy backsies.
Oh, shit. All right, well, that puts us pretty much exactly at an hour.
Yeah, you listen to this. No givesy backsies.
Yes, we have stolen an hour from you that we will never get back, so go fuck yourself.
We are now stronger. We now feed off your energy. I guess that's, we're taking it to a dark place. Well, you know, the holidays, right? Built around lies. Dark times.
Yep, got a nice little lit up Christmas tree behind me.
Right, thank God it's not an actual decorated corpse of a tree. Nothing quite like, you know what I want to do? I want to go out in the middle of the forest and let's chop this beautiful thing down and let's decorate its corpse. That's like a taxidermist going out and getting a deer just so they can like put lights on
it. Well, no, and not even killing it slowly because you put it in water to keep it alive so it dies slowly over the month.
You've already separated it from its root system. It's done. It's like cutting the head off the snake. It just lives longer. The water, we're just hoping. And it's like, keep drinking, buddy. Keep drinking. I got no legs! I'm sorry. I'm taking this too far.
All right, yeah. And on that note, guys, until next time, keep it nerdy.